Agricultural market reports on WILL are made possible with support from Busey. Small business is the next big business. So Busey offers solutions to fit growing business needs, from customizable lending options to succession planning. Busey, your dream, our promise.
Good morning. I'm Jeff Bossert in for Dave Dickey with the opening market report. In agricultural news this morning, compared to last week, grain and soybean bids were higher. Wheat saw support from higher grains. However, some pressure was noted as the HRW wheat region is anticipating another storm system moving in through the weekend across southern plains and Midwest. Crop ratings improved for Kansas and Oklahoma, but declined for Texas. And specifics on wheat, Kansas City hardware winter and a protein rail bid was 7.75 to 22.75 cents higher. Kansas City white corn was 2 to 3 cents higher, and oats were better as well, as a rail bid to ripe at Minneapolis was 1.5 cents lower at 425 per bushel. In a moment, we'll get a look at the markets with Mike Zuzulo at Global Commodity Analytics. Right now, looking at the Dow, it is at 14,487.15. That's up 67. The NASDAQ, 3,234.65, up 12. And the S&P 500 index, 1,552.84. That's up 7.
This stock and commodity report is made possible with support from Bates Commodities in Normal. Bates Commodities can be reached at 1-800-383-4647 or on the internet at batescom.net.
And in the live electronic trade at this hour in Kansas City, winter wheat for May, 754. That's down 6.25. Winter wheat July, 759, down 6.25. September, 774.5, down 1.75. In Chicago, May winter wheat, 754.25. That's down 6.25. May wheat from Chicago, 722, down 6.75. July wheat, 721.25, down 6.25. September, 726.75, down 6. May corn, 724.25, down 8.75. July, 708, down 9.25. September, 593, down 5.25. December, 563.75. That's down 4.75. And March 2014, corn, 573, down 4.5. May beans, 1436.5, that's down 12.5. July beans, 1412.25, down 13.25. August beans, 1368, down 13.25. September, 1297, down 15.5. November, 1258.5, down 16.75. January 2014, 1265.5, down 14. May bean meal, 417.70, down 520. July, 411.80, down 510. May bean oil, 50.26, down 16 cents. July soybean oil, 50.52, down 15 cents. April live cattle, 125.90, down 52.5. June, 121.30, down 70. And March feeder cattle, 134.90, down 25. April at 138, even down 30. Joining me now on the phones to talk about the markets is Mike Zuzulo. He's at Global Commodity Analytics in Lafayette, Indiana. Good morning, Mike. What are you seeing in some of this downward movement, especially in the beans this morning?
Yeah, I think the big thing in the beans was the trade as of Wednesday. They had seen these cancellations from China on Brazilian beans, anywhere from 4.5 to 5 million tons being reported by some of the Brazilian news wires. They saw that, I think, as a potential for a buying in of U.S. beans because of these cancellations, Jeff. So my mindset is that, you know, we didn't get any fresh export sales either yesterday or today off this Chinese cancellation news, and they're correcting as a result of that.
And what are we seeing the look ahead? There should be a report due out around, I believe, around 10:30 this morning?
Well, we've got the Informa numbers coming out here later on in the day, with the probably around 10:30 or 11 o'clock here in the next few minutes Eastern time. We're looking at probably around noon for Eastern time zone listeners. I think the big report, though, obviously, is next week with the acreage and stocks report. Traders are probably going to hone in more and more on what we're seeing in weather and what we're seeing in terms of pre-estimates for the acreage and stocks numbers. Right now, they're probably trading a little bit of that in the soybean complex, because some of the private numbers that have come out this week have been very, very big in beans. gains, especially Landworth's numbers coming in over 80 million acres for planted acres in soybeans. I think that was a true surprise to the trade and maybe did not get traded initially because of this better-than-expected demand mindset that they may have.
My name's Jim Meadows over at WILL Radio in Urbana, Illinois.
And, well, having some trouble with the phone line here with Mike, but are you still with me, Mike? We'll have to get Mike Zuzulo back. Taking a look right now in agricultural news, we'll look at some numbers from Wall Street. Right now, the Dow had risen 47 points, or 4.3%. Actually, at this right point, at this moment, the Dow is at 14,490. That's up 69. And the NASDAQ 3235 up 13 points. And the S&P 1553, that's up 8 points. And, Mike, are you with us again?
I'm hearing both people right now.
I'm hearing some interference on the phone line as well. But we can certainly go through the updates until we find out what's going on with the phone interference here. Right now in Kansas City, we've got winter wheat 753 and three quarters, down 6 3/4. May wheat again, looking again at the updates here. May 721.5, down 7 1/4. July 721, down 6.5. May corn 724, down 9. July 707 3/4, down 9.5. May beans 1436 1/4, that's down 12 3/4. And July 1412, down 13.5. August beans 1367, down 14 1/4. September beans 1296 1/4, down 16 1/4. November 1259. Down 16 1/4. May bean meal 417.80, down 5.10. And May bean oil at 50.23, down 19 cents. I think we have Mike Zuzulo back. Mike?
Yeah, Jeff.
Okay, I'm sorry about the problems this morning. What else are we seeing in the weeks ahead? I know the weather is looking for some precipitation and some chances of snow around areas in the Midwest.
Yeah, and I think the trade probably traded that a little bit earlier this week. NOAA came out with the big forecast update for springtime, and they talked specifically about a warming trend for the eastern Corn Belt and the central Corn Belt. And I think that kind of diffused some of the near-term weather concerns. So I think this is where we're probably coming in at the end of the week and trading some profit-taking mindset, some of the technicals, and like I said, some of the issues where the Chinese have not picked up any fresh beans from us because of those cancellations earlier on.
Earlier this morning, you talked about hog and cattle markets. Hog are expected to be mostly flat to weaker, and the cash cattle may be done for the week with the exception of some scattered sales with light trading around the plains.
Yeah, very disappointing cash trade the last 2 weeks, and the futures market has priced that in with contract lows in both complexes or near contract lows in both complexes. I think what we're at a point now, Jeff, is trying to dig ourselves out of the hole technically, maybe see some fun short covering, carve out a bottom, and then see if the cash market doesn't come back after the Easter holiday. We're essentially shut down after Wednesday, probably, when it comes to the packers and bidding up because of the Easter holiday, especially for the hog market. So I think this has been a really rough month for the livestock side, especially for the future side and the cash market for producers. I think we're looking for a better April at this stage and get the funds back on our side as well.
All right. What else should we be note of this morning? Anything else to add?
Well, the Cyprus issue is still very much on the table. We're in our third rejection of a bailout plan for Cyprus, and they're putting back on the table late in the afternoon trade in Europe right now the idea that they're going to go after deposits of greater than 100,000 euros. So the stock market is not really trading that right now. I think they're trying to trade a whistling past the graveyard type mindset and trying to keep the window dressing in place heading into the end of the week. But the key number for the S&P is going to be that 1530 level. If we take that out, we're going to be in a situation where the June S&P is going to give a fresh sell signal. So that's a big number for me going into the close today.
All right. Thanks a lot, Mike.
Thank you, Jeff. Have a great day.
You too. Mike Zuzulo of Global Commodity Analytics in Lafayette, Indiana. Again, we'll look at the current tick. Winter wheat again for May 7 in Kansas City, 754 3/4, down 5 3/4. May in Chicago, 722 1/4, down 6.5. July, 720 1/2, down 6. May corn, 725, down 8. July, 708 3/4, down 8.5. September, 593 3/4, down 4.5. May beans, 1438 3/4, down 10 1/4. July, 1414 1/2, down 11. This is Illinois Public Media, WIOL 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD3 Urbana. It's coming up on 10 o'clock Central Time.